Wa o tula ia kulaga mai faala le tawai. Vale nei mo le fio mai lo fio mo ko me si le fa ngā lo tuil manu. Tai nei foi le fio mai o tupu mai e o tatu o tu. O tatu o wai fakta si nei ma tana tulo tulo lava. Sei tapoi mai e sei tau fai atu tala wā le tatu feilo inga. A wā te langona le o māra malama le. Nisi o tatu whakasi nei le aso I le ngana wha Samoa. First of all, I want to thank the organizers, especially Mr. Drew Astolfi and the members of the officers that make up the FACE organization. Certainly want to thank our Governor Lolo Molina for his presence, the members of his staff who are with us this afternoon. I had just flown in last night from Washington, D.C., and as you can see, this is such a major hardship tour for me to come to Hawaii. Weather being so cold over here, and can't stand the rain and the warm sun that you enjoy here every day. First of all, I'd just like to say that I'm still learning how to speak English, so correct me if I make any mispronunciations of the words that I use. In fact, I graduated from a little high school, North Shore, called Kahuku High School. Have you heard of Kahuku? It's a little high school, they call us farm boys. And if you say anything bad about Kahuku, I'm going to punch your mouth. But ladies and gentlemen, it's always an honor, just a real excitement for me to always have a chance to come and meet with our good people here in the state of Hawaii. Last time I ran into another fellow native Hawaiian named Barack Obama at the White House. I said, hey, kahuku me punaho. He got the joke when all the other Haoles had no idea what we were talking about. But just want to say that he's doing fine. I think if our Bertha friends would quit putting out this research and review to think that he was born in either Kenya or Indonesia, if we would just stop the silliness and go on with the serious business that our nation now faces. I remember during the 2008 presidential election, I was on a national blog that I had a special mission from Barack Obama to go to Indonesia, which I did, to visit the school that he attended when he was a young man, which I did, and that my mission was to make sure that there's no evidence whatsoever to show that Barack Obama was born in Indonesia. But I want to lighten you guys up. Come on, give us a little too formal over here. The governor has asked me to share with you some of the serious concerns that we're faced with now with one of the great lending institutions here in the state of Hawaii, known as the Bank of Hawaii. With 70 different branches, not hurting. I think they've gross sales $620 million last year in their business. There's nothing wrong with making business. I'm an absolute believer in the free market system. Business doing well. Workers doing well. I think they employ about 2,500 people. Nothing wrong with that. But the problem is that they just gave us a 90-day notice that they're leaving American Samoa. And we're very saddened by this for the simple fact that this is the only U.S. chartered bank that we have in our little territory. And so many of our men and women in the military have bank accounts with the Bank of Hawaii and sending home remittances and payments to their families and relatives, not only here from Hawaii, but wherever they're stationed around the world. And they're leaving us like this. Me, it's not very much aloha, in my humble opinion. I'm sure they can do a better, much better job. They're not hurting. They're not going bankrupt or anything like that. Just give us 12 months to breathe. You know, we just had an earthquake. 2009, there was an 8.3 Richter scale, the most powerful earthquake in the world. And for which 10, 15 minutes later, we had 20, 30 foot waves as a tsunami. So we're very seriously have some problems economically. And for a bank, a major banking institution, like Bank of Hawaii, pulling out just like that, giving us 30-day notice, they have the right to do so. But I think there's also a little phrase that I like to kind of hear from our banking industry. It's called social responsibility. It's called having a sense of moral appreciation of what people of low income, middle income families are struggling with. And not having a banking institution there to for availability for their needs and their services. I think that's not what I'd like to hear about Lokahi and Pono and all that we know what the state of Hawaii stands for. And you agree or disagree with me? If they are out to carry the word Hawaii as part of their institution, then it should be representative of what Hawaii stands for. If there's anybody, it's been my honor and privilege to know this gentleman. The 24 years that I've served as a member of Congress, as a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, real spirit of aloha, sharing it with the rest of the world. None other than, I call him my kupuna, Senator Daniel Akaka, who just recently retired. He personifies what it really means, what the spirit of Hawaii stands for. I kind of like to think the Bank of Hawaii should have that same similar core values, a sense of moral responsibility, help the 60 or 70,000 people who have a need. I don't think that's asking too much. It's not as if they're going bankrupt. Give us 12 months. That's all we're asking for. We're not asking to beg that they should do something for us for nothing. But I agree that this is basically the heart of what we're going to do, and very happy that the Federal Reserves have decided that we're going to hold a public hearing next Tuesday at the Hawaiian Village. And would like to ask all your organization's members, please, we need your kokua. We need your help. Call the Bank of Hawaii. Call the radio stations. Call the team. Tell everybody. It isn't about Samoans. It's a question that wherever your different communities might be, you might have a need. And at this time, we're the ones facing hardship. And all we're asking for is your help. I'll be glad to take questions later, but I'd like to introduce you, a real honor for me, introduce you our governor, Governor Lola Molina.
Thank you. Thank you, Questioner. I am not scheduled to speak today, but I like to tell a little story about myself. Back in 1971, when I just first got out of college, my first job was a classroom teacher in Manu'a in American Samoa. I remember my first paycheck was $460. And my very first bank in Samoa was the Bank of Hawaii. I grew up with the bank. I live with the bank. We marry the Bank of Hawaii. And all we know is the Bank of Hawaii. Then all of a sudden, it's like getting married to a woman and you cut up in the middle of the night. She's gone with a note. You've got 65 days, then I'm out. That's exactly what we experienced with the Bank of Hawaii. I got elected in November 20th last year. The first message that I got was from the Bank of Hawaii. Said, Governor-elect, we will be out of American Samoa by March 15. I didn't even elect my cabinet. I haven't selected to do anything. That was the first message that I got before I was inaugurated in January, was to prepare for our departure. All of our life in American Samoa, we grew up with the bank. All we know was the first American bank that was in American Samoa for a year or two was the Wells Fargo Bank. Then in the late 60s, Bank of Hawaii took over from the Wells Fargo. All we know throughout our whole lives was the Bank of Hawaii. Now they left us in the middle of the night with a note, we give you 65 days to prepare for our departure. They may not have a legal application to our people, but American Samoa is an underserved territory of the United States. We have over 70,000 Americans living in our territory. And here we are treating like third world citizens that we don't belong to the American family. That's the dilemma we are facing today. If anything that we ask for you is to help us, we're not asking them to stay if they're not making any money. All we are asking, give us ample time for us to get a replacement, then you leave. I met with the CEO and president of the Bank of Hawaii last week. And interesting to know that business has no moral values at all. But I do believe in the American system. I was educated, I was trained by the American system, and I trust the system. Now I'm beginning to lose that faith. Being a new elected governor in our territory, our economic development in American Samoa depends and relies on this very single bank. Why? As a full-service American bank that provides all the services that our people need. I'd like to thank our congressman for being on the top of the issue. I'd like to thank our friends in Washington for being on the top of the issue. Then above all, every night before I sleep, I pray to God, show us how we can survive this dilemma. We have the answer today. I never thought of any organization that would step in to be part of the issues that we are facing today. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank God for giving you to support us in what we are facing today. What the congressman and myself and my staff are trying to do will never go unsolved unless we have your support. And I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of the people of American Samoa to thank all of you for being part of the problem that we're facing today. Thank you very much and God bless.
If I might just add one or two things to the governor's remarks, because I think this is probably one question that many of our people, not only in the mainland, but even here in the state of Hawaii. Why American Samoa? I would venture to say about probably 99.9% of the American people had no idea that we've had a 113 years of a very unique political relationship with the United States. In those days, colonialism, imperialism were not bad words. The European countries were carving out empires all over the world. And we were also part of that. The Germans, the British, the Americans came and they divided our islands. And it so happens that their division that took place in Washington, D.C., our lot fell in the U.S. because they wanted to build a harbor, a wharf facility, the harbor of Pangopango. And then the two major islands were left to the Germans and the British to do what they wanted to do with them. So that's how we started this relationship, a very unique political relationship. If we don't get this help, I'm going to tell all the boys don't play football for the University of Hawaii. I would tell them, also don't play sumo, no more sumo. But really, ladies and gentlemen, I'm more Hawaiian than you'd ever think. I was raised in La'i. We used to make kulolo. We had lo'is, go fishing. The real, real old style Hawaiian way of living, it's gone. We had luau's every month with 2,000 tourists. We used to cook 10 pigs at a time. No more. But I still remember how to, I can still cook a pig, no worry. But truly, I'm always, Hawaii is part of me. And I'm just so happy that this opportunity that I have, not very often, although quite often I do deal with members of our Hawaii congressional delegation. My good friend, former Congressman Neil Abercrombie, and I work very hard trying to help our Native Hawaiian community to set up hopefully recognition for our Native Hawaiian people someday, that Congress will ever understand the realities of what our Native Hawaiian community people have a need for. And I keep saying, they're not asking for something for nothing. Just want to be treated like true human beings. So I just wanted to kind of add those couple of remarks here. I'm sure you might have some questions. If you have questions, no, ask me, ask somebody else. But Drew and Kim, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to share with you our manao. And I sincerely hope, again, I ask for our faith organization, please help us. Thank you.
Would people like to take the opportunity to ask just maybe one or two questions about the closing? Yes, Sally?
If you find out how many stockholders you need to have a majority, if you go buy one share of stock, you call a stockholder meeting to protest this.
Well, ma'am, that's a beautiful suggestion and thought. You're asking one of the dumbest fellas that knows nothing about banking shareholders and stocks, but it's an excellent idea. It called for a stockholders meeting. Well, I'm sure we got some stockholders right here in our midst. Do we have any volunteers? Hopefully, maybe in our meeting, town meeting Tuesday with the Fed Reserves at the Hilton Hawaiian, I hope we will ring the bells and let our fellow members who happen to hold shares, the Bank of Hawaii, to come and help us.
Buy one share.
One share.
Because if you have enough people who have one share to have a majority, then you can call us up on the meeting.
Sounds like a good idea.
I think what Sally's talking about is something that a lot of organizations like ours did when there were foreclosure problems with Bank of America and other banks. I think one of the drawbacks of the super fast notice that Bank of Hawaii gave is that there isn't time. One of the branches is closing in a few days. And so a lot of the strategies that community groups use aren't useful when the bank makes it such a fast cutoff for people. So that's a really good idea when there's more time. This is a harder situation, I think, that...
What was interesting, when the governor met with Mr. Peter Ho, the CEO president, the response was, no can, done deal. It's done already, we cannot make any changes. Then a couple of days later, all of a sudden, he calls back our governor and says, oh, maybe we'll give you 3 months. I said, why the sudden change of attitude? And now the state suggests that they're giving us 3 months. As far as I'm concerned, we need 12 months.
Yes.
If we're really to make an orderly transition on this whole thing with banking. So we're very hopeful that this meeting, town meeting or community meeting with the Federal Reserves Tuesday, is going to convince them what I would like to call the court of public opinion. If we could have as many of our people in the public to show outrage and just a real sense of disapproval of this move. Like I said, they're not leaving because they're going bankrupt. I can understand it's a business move, consolidation, merger, and you end up firing other people so that the higher executives get higher pay. That's as usual the process of mergers as they go on in businesses. I hope that's not the case. But again, this is nothing personal against the Bank of Hawaii. Nothing personal, strictly business. The business is we need for them to stay for at least 12 months so that we can transition our banking institutions and hopefully get another bank to join us from the U.S.
What hour is the meeting on Tuesday?
Meeting Tuesday at 10 o'clock, Hawaiian Hilton Village Room.
Top of Tower?
Top of Tower. Okay, top of Tower.
And the first 12 people that are willing to come, we have free parking validation, because you know it's expensive over there. So carpool and talk to me if you know your
friend.
Yes.
I'm from Palau. The Bank of Hawaii seems to be very committed to the long term and staying in Palau. Maybe have had some expansions. Moving to a new building and stuff.
I think
many of the businesses point out the Compact of Free Association and American militarization of the Pacific as a provider of political stability for good business in the future. So I'm kind of confused in terms of American Samoa being within the U.S. Orbit. Why? What are some of the reasons, if it's not business, what are some of the reasons why this is happening and what can some of the other U.S. affiliated nations can do?
In fairness to the Bank of Hawaii, I don't have the reports or stats or data, whatever it is that made them to lead up to this decision for them leaving. At the same time, I know my good friends and people in Palau with only a population of 20,000 people. American Samoa has 70,000 people and they're leaving. This doesn't make sense either to me. If you talk about the numbers, somewhere something's missing here. That's what that I'm just a little puzzled myself as to why they're doing this.
Is there any possibility that there has been wrongdoing within the bank, that they're pulling out for some reason? I'm asking that because it happened in Palau, where the bank fell apart because Americans who were in the leadership took money and went away to Australia and out.
Well, I would be the first one to request an FBI investigation if we ever come across an incident of somebody's taking the money. Absolutely, I would make a request for an immediate federal investigation. We have that not yet. I don't know about Palau, but I'm sorry about your friends that took off with the money.
What is it you hope to ask the Federal Reserves?
Technically, under federal law, there is nothing under current federal law that can force Bank of Hawaii to stay. There's nothing to prevent them from doing so. So all the Federal Reserve under statute says that they try to get everybody to hold money. Mm-hmm. Let's just get together, be good friends, and hopefully you can solve your problem. And that's it. And so the only problem that I can see possibly is the community being the judge of this thing and say, you're not doing this. You're not being fair to the people in Samoa. That's all we're asking for. And we're not begging them to give us something for nothing. We just want their services to continue until give us a chance. This is the governor said. Before, he didn't even have a cabinet, just barely got elected, and he's given this notice by the Bank of Hawaii, they're leaving. Dropped the bomb on us just like that. To me, that's not being a good neighbor, is it? I mean, is this how you do things here in Hawaii?
I bank at American Savings. I'll put it in a
Do we have a... Thank you. I think there was another question. Yes.
I just wanted to say that I know that this is a business deal out there, but you might want to, and I am going to write this because we know this family. Do you mind Peter Ho about his grandfather, Chin Ho, and his love for Native Hawaiian and this island? And for all Native people, that he should remember that his grandfather was younger.
If I might add about the famous Chin Ho, when I was still in high school, I read up about the history of Mr. Chin Ho. Tremendous amount of racism and discrimination against the Asians who tried to get into the business. Chin Ho was one of them that was being discriminated against. You know, the big five, we all know that. Yeah. Or if you were not a wasp, you know what a wasp is in New York? This kind of things happen here in Hawaii. Chin Ho, more than anybody, got to understand and appreciate what you're just talking with us about. I hope Peter Ho will have the same heart to think that. Please do so. I really would appreciate that. I'm sure he's got aloha somewhere, but sometimes maybe the money, the kupe, the kala, kind of get you all fuzzy when you see this. And again, nothing wrong with making honest, good money. It's banking. It's a free market system. You can do this. But at the same time, I think our banking institutions should also have social responsibility to help especially low and middle income families. That's our problem right there. The per capita income in American Samoa is $8,000. That's way below the poverty income level in the United States. Way below. So I don't think we're asking for the sky on this thing. Just give us a chance to breathe here. Okay, is that? Oh, Sally?
I have one more comment. There's a federal law about closing a business. There's a time frame that they have to abide by. But I don't really know what it is.
Well, like I said, the bank only has to give a 90-day notice for closure of its branches, and they don't have to justify anything.
When did that start?
It ends March 15. Okay? Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Oh, I'm really honored for everything that you guys have done in helping American Samoa in their situation regarding Bank of Hawaii leaving. Because I'm sure a lot of people in here, nobody likes when big banks come into our communities, create false relationships and dependencies with these communities, and then in the middle of the night just pull out, leaving us further disenfranchised. I'm pretty sure a lot of you can agree with me on that. Mm-hmm. I'm testifying on Tuesday not only because I'm Samoan and I feel the impact, but you know, as a student, I moved out to Hawaii 9 years ago for college. And I remember the first time I went to my bank card and it said insufficient funds. It was so convenient for me to call my parents and they just put money in my account. It was so convenient. Instead of me having to catch a bus, find the nearest Western Union or payday loans. You know, I was new to the island. I was not used to all this. I spoke to a class full of Samoan students, and that was their biggest concern, was how am I going to get money if I don't have the money? Like, how are my parents going to give me that money? Am I going to have to find the nearest Western Union? I also speak on behalf of some of the veterans that I've spoken to. Veterans, like as Congressman Enni mentioned before, that send remittances home. I spoke to a dear friend of mine who's serving overseas, who's currently deployed. He felt like he had to close his Bank of Hawaii account and find some other way of sending money back to his family in American Samoa. That was the number one reason why he kept his Bank of Hawaii account open, was so that he had a direct deposit coming from his paychecks straight into that Bank of Hawaii account, and it specifically went to his family. So you may not be someone, you may not understand what we are going through, but I'm sure on some level you can reason with me, and at some level you understand, and you've been through what I've gone through, and what a lot of the students here in UH are going through currently, and students who are living abroad outside of Hawaii. It's not just, you know, a Samoan thing. It's something that affects our communities, because we shouldn't allow banks like to treat us as such. And on a closing note also, I just want to say thank you so much to the staff members of Governor Lula Molina and also Congressman Enni. They did such tremendous work, like burning that midnight oil, trying to get this hearing to happen. You know, it was 2 weeks ago when we got this ball, you know, rolling. Got over 600 signatures on that online petition. We got the Federal Reserve here, 24 years. And I just want to thank the staff so much. If people could just give them a huge round of applause and stand up.
I'd also say we're so proud to have one of our daughters, graduate University of Hawaii, is a captain in the U.S. Army, served in Iraq. What's wrong with that? Hawaii produce. My understanding, they refuse to do any mortgage because of our communal land system. However, Senator Inouye and I got a program for our veterans for the use of communal lands the same way Native Hawaiians use homestead lands, same way the Native American Indians use reservation lands. They can then build their homes on these communal lands. But the Bank of Hawaii will not do it simply because it's a private institution. And I'm working on that right now. Yes, we're looking into that right now, the National Reinvestment Act, yeah. Mm. Yeah. 96% of the land in American Samoa is still communally owned by families. So we're very, very sensitive about lands. You know, the joke here, you know, the missionaries brought the Bible and the Hawaiians had the land. Now the Hawaiians have the Bible and the missionaries have the... And it's not a joke. It's a fact.
Again, in closing, I encourage you, if you have time, next week, Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Top of All, please show up and support. We really appreciate, we also really appreciate the work that everyone has done so far in such a short time that we've been able to get this going. So if you have the chance, please do so. Thank you.
All right. All right.
So let's just, one more thing here. These two gentlemen have faced what very few elected officials ever faced in their tenure. And I think they deserve a real final round of applause and perhaps a standing ovation for the work that they've done in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
No, 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 no.